Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We sit around before the podcast. Sometimes we go, well, what should we talk about today? And sometimes like, oh, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this. Oh, there's this. And we said, meh, how about we talk about our favorite Disneyland experiences, Disney World experiences. Let's get Tina, who is our Disney expert. I've never seen Tina smile so broadly before. Hi, Tina.
Good morning.
Oh, God. So, okay, it was your idea. You start. We'll walk around the room and we'll just randomly talk about our favorite Disney things.
So I will start. Maybe we should each talk about our first experience going to Disney. So I did not grow up with money. But we did go one time, and I was very young, and I remember it was really gross. Like, this is like a gross story, guys. We stayed in a sketchy hotel in Florida where...
Was it a motel? Or
it had
hotel.
To be a motel. Okay. Because, and this was the worst experience ever. Usually stayed a little bit better than this one, but I don't know what it was. We went with a family member, so there wasn't room for me, like, on a bed. And as a kid, it's like, whatever, you sleep on the floor, not a big deal. But I remember there being, like, bugs on the floor, mm-hmm. and it, like, grossing me out. Now, I don't know what they were, but that's a haunting memory. But we went to Disney.
Plus.
It was like a one-day thing because obviously we're not buying park hopper passes. We're broke. So we went, and I only have very few memories. I remember riding the Dumbo ride, but I also wonder, do I remember that because there's a photo of it? And I remember being so confused that you could not meet Mickey and Minnie in Cinderella's castle. And I'm like, but that's the Disney castle. And they're like, no, that's Cinderella's castle. So Cinderella would be there, not Mickey and Minnie. And I'm like, but I want to meet Mickey and Minnie in the big castle. Like, it did not click with me. It felt like a very weird rule. But now I get it. That isn't their house, okay? That's Cinderella's house. It'd be weird if they were greeting people in her house.
Oh, yes, totally.
But those are, like, pretty much my only memories of my first time. And I was so little.
How old were you?
I don't remember. I mean, I think it was before I even started school, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you, Tina?
I was 4, which I feel like... is like a good first stage to go. I was just tall enough. My parents bought me these chunky sneakers, yeah. and I was just Aww. Tall enough to get on all the rides. But the first time I went was the 25th anniversary.
Ooh.
And so it's when they put the like cake looking thing over the castle.
I remember that.
And
yeah.
I was so confused because we had this picture of Cinderella's castle in our house that my dad took, I don't know, on some vacation. And they would always show it to me and be like, this is where we're going. And then I showed up to this pink castle and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. So it was very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember being very, I just remember meeting a lot of characters and I was always really scared to meet like Jafar or the Beast.
Yeah.
My dad had to hold me. I was very afraid. And then there used to be a place called Ariel's Grotto, which was like a water area.
Oh.
And I thrived. And my parents hated it because then I was just soaking wet.
Uh-huh.
And my mom tells me that apparently every night I fell asleep and she had to carry me to the bus.
Oh,
nightmare.
That's so sweet.
For the parent.
After a long, hot day.
Yeah, long, hot day. You don't mm-hmm. want to carry that kid.
Yes. And I also remember riding on my dad's shoulders a lot. That was probably the last one I was able to do that.
I went for the first time in fifth grade. We took a bus to San Bernardino, California to see my mom's aunt, my aunt Donna, my mom's sister. And they knew we were close enough, we had to go to Disneyland. So we packed into the car. I remember seeing the Matterhorn from the side of the road going, holy shit, there's the Matterhorn. Fifth grade, 10 years old. And back then, you didn't get an all-day pass to go on any rides. You got tickets.
Okay.
And so if you ever hear the expression, that's an e-ticket ride, which they don't really say anymore. That's an e-ticket means the A tickets were like pussy rides, like the train.
Okay.
The B tickets were maybe the teacups. The C were like, but... the e-ticket rides were the most powerful experiences.
Oh, yeah,
so,
okay.
And we only bought a few because we didn't have a whole lot of money either. But it was the greatest day of my life. It was, when you're in fifth grade, you're old enough to remember it and appreciate it, but it's so magical. It's not an amusement park. It's not a, it's a magical experience. Mm-hmm. It really was. And we just had a great time. We went to the magic shop and bought magic tricks, me and my brother. And I bought a little Disneyland pocket knife. And I got a Disneyland pennant that I hung on my wall in my bedroom.
That's so sweet.
And so, yeah, I don't think you ever forget your first experience at Disney if you're old enough to remember it.
It is so magical. Like, as soon as you go through the gates and you get to, like, the Main Street USA area, there are, like, bubbles and balloons. Like, everything is,
guys,
the
I train's cry.
Coming through. It's, like,
every
it's
time.
Amazing.
I'm getting a little welly right now just thinking about it. Oh, my goodness.
What do you love so much about it, Tina?
Disney, Magic Kingdom specifically, it's, like, very much like home. So I lived in Wisconsin till I was 11, and then we moved here, obviously. And so 11 is a very difficult age to move. Mm-hmm. I was like the very end of elementary school. You're entering middle school. You got all that teenage feelings going on. So I felt like my entire life had been like ripped apart and everything I knew was gone when I moved here. But we went to Disney again the next year. So like Disney's been the only thing in my life that's like constant as far as like a home goes. And I've had a bunch of like very emotional things happen to me there. We were there when my grandpa died, like actually like in the park when my grandpa died. So,
oh gosh.
Yeah, it's like I've experienced just as much. I had my first kiss on a Disney cruise.
Oh, dang.
Like Disney is like where I've made all these memories. So, yeah,
that's
it's
really
like home.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That is really sweet. We took Allison, I'll tell you just a quick random story. When she was old enough to go, probably three-ish or so, we took her and we took her on the teacups because you got to take a kid on the teacups.
Mm-hmm.
And she had never been on a ride before that I know of. And so we're spinning, you know, you grab the center and you spin the wheel on the teacups. And we have a picture of her and the look on her face is so priceless. The look on her face says, oh my God, this is so fun.
Yeah.
It's this joyous, laughy, smiley look. And I still have that picture somewhere.
Oh.
And it's like she realized, oh my God, this is really fun. Also, that a couple of years later was when we screwed up and we took her on the log ride at Camp Snoopy when she didn't want to go. And that ruined her for rides, Tina, for probably the next 3 years.
No Splash Mountain?
No Splash Mountain, that's nothing. Tough. She wouldn't go on anything. So every ride we'd get her in line for It's a Small World. Is it scary? Is it scary? Because she was terrified from the log ride at Camp Snoopy, now Nickelodeon Universe. I get that. So every line we'd get in line. And we'd get up to the front, she'd get scared to go on, and she'd scream that she had to pee.
Oh,
so then
God. We'd
have to get out of line, and I was pissed. It's like, you don't have to pee. You're just doing that because you don't want to go. We get on It's a Small World. She is getting in the boat, and she has a panic attack. And she screams and cries, and Susan had to take her off the other side, you know, on the unloaded side. And her Donald Duck hat fell in the water.
No.
And I remember a couple of girls picked it up, and I'm like, this is supposed to be so much fun for her, and she's terrified of It's a Small World.
She loves it now.
She's almost like you with Disney now.
It's a Small World is a terrifying ride, if
we're
being honest.
I remember riding any of the kiddie rides, really. Like, I am so looking forward. Like, we took Dylan for his first time when Jake and I started dating, so he was probably 9, just about to turn 10, or he had just turned 10, and... So I'm glad I got to be there for Dylan's first experience. And I'm so excited to take Olive because we agreed we're a Disney family.
Yes.
So we've tried to go. We want to go, like, I don't know if we'll go every year, but that would be ideal. That'd be great. But the best part of it all is my sister moved to Orlando. So now we have a free place to stay.
Woo!
So it's more likely. And I think she can get in-state tickets for cheaper.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'll be taking advantage of that, too, because... We love Disney so much, and I don't like being in the heat. So you really got to plan it well to get the least amount of heat in Disney.
Also, adult Disney is different than kid Disney.
You know more about this. What do you mean?
If you go to Epcot nowadays and you go around the World Showcase around the countries, there are no children. It's just groups of adults. Dranksen.
Yeah.
And so they will, like, you start out the day, you go to Mexico, you start your day with a fresh marg.
You got to lay a base layer.
Lay a base. A taco maybe for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then you just slowly make your way around the countries and just get hammered.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on Paris area because they have some real delightful bevs over there.
Oh, and it's expanded now. So.
Yeah.
That is cool to know. Yeah, we've drank around the world before, too. We don't have a goal, Tina, of going there to get drunk and layering our belly with margs and tacos in the morning.
I tried to pound through when I was 21. I made it to 5 countries, and I was wasted.
Well, everyone knows Epcot sucks if you're a kid. Realistically, they have like one...
Spaceship Earth is badass, though. I love Spaceship Earth.
See, not my scene, but Soarin' is the shit.
The line is always ridiculous for Soarin'. Yeah.
It's easier to get fast passes because you only have like 2 choices you want to make at Epcot anyway. But Epcot is great for an adult because I'm going to make a bold statement. The food in every other park is absolute garbage, but you'll eat it and you tolerate it. There might be like one good
Casey's
restaurant.
Casey's Ballpark Cafe in Main Street.
Casey's Hot Dogs. We do love them.
But Epcot has tons of fantastic food.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Can I tell you one exception, though?
Okay.
New Year's Eve, maybe 10 or 15 years ago. We're in Epcot. We want to eat somewhere on New Year's Eve. Of course, everywhere is sold out, booked out, no tables available except which country. We got into one country. The food was shit. There was a reason why nobody wanted to eat there.
I would imagine
what
China.
England? No, China's awesome. Japan is awesome.
Yes. Oh, God, I love.
No, one of the China
England?
Restaurants is not great.
England?
Mexico.
Canada has
very
a good
close,
area.
Very close, Fallon. It was either England or Ireland. Now that you said England, it might have been
England.
There's no Ireland.
Okay,
yeah.
That was England.
Okay.
It was shit.
Oh, no.
Because they
like
have English food. No, they had like shepherd's pie and fish and chips.
Yeah,
it's like for a New Year's dinner,
chips.
That's not what you want.
Fair.
Okay. Also, the restaurants that have food, I know that they have to because it's, but like, the last thing I want is meatloaf after I've been at Disney and I'm like sweating my ass off. Or the last thing I want is shepherd's pie. You're just like, oh, no. We did the, like, in Japan, we did the hibachi grill
so
place.
We did that too. That's our favorite.
It's so good. And our other favorite is the Napoli pizza or whatever in Italy.
Yeah, yeah.
And we love in Mexico the one where it looks like you're outside. But you're inside.
San Angelo.
There are two of those, though, but
it's
the
one
in the pyramid. I liked it a lot.
Let's talk about a ride that everybody obviously likes, Space Mountain. Everybody obviously likes, you know, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. I actually am trying to think of something I love that people don't. Carousel of Progress is actually pretty cool because it's like, I think, one of the only original rides that's still in Disney.
It's one of them, yeah.
Jungle Cruise is pretty fucking cool. Even though it's cheesy, it's really cool if you're six because it's real.
Yeah.
They don't shoot guns anymore on Jungle Cruise, do they?
No, they took out a lot of
What else they put in there? They got a
I
missile
haven't been
launcher.
On
what do they got?
Jungle Cruise, and so we skip a lot of the classic rides. No offense to the classic rides. I do want to go at Christmas time, though, because then it's called the Jingle Cruise, and they make a bunch of Christmas puns.
Yeah, that's nice.
They do make the bad puns on Jungle Cruise, don't
they?
I can't
remember
a single one. But
they're all, they're like, you go under the waterfall and they're like, it's the eighth wonder of the world, the back of the waterfall. It's really bad.
Real cheesy.
I think I remember that one. Let's go over to Epcot again. Probably the most intense ride in any Disney park is the one, it's the spaceship, the trip to Mars or wherever
you're
Mission
going. Space.
Mission Space.
It's very intense. Like three people have died.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like two people have died on Rock and Roller Coaster too.
Is it the one where it like has the pressure and pushes you back?
It spins so aggressively you feel the force,
It's the one that when you walk through it, they give you like 30 opportunities to back out.
Yes.
And I remember almost having a panic attack inside because that same year I had done the Harry Potter ride, which made me super sick at Universal. And so I'd never had issues with rides before, but it started making me so panicked with how many options they had to leave the ride before getting on it.
It is intense.
Oh, I hated it. I won't ride it again.
It is probably one of my favorite rides because it is so realistic because you feel it spins you, which makes you feel like if you're getting G-forces like you're in a rocket that's blasting off at, 500,000 miles an hour, you're going to get pushed back in your seat. But they say stay focused on your screen.
Yep.
That way your eyes and your brain will match up with what you're feeling.
Yes.
But if you look to the side, you're going to puke everywhere.
Yeah, it is painful if you look to the side.
The Harry Potter ride, I closed my eyes. But on this ride, it specifically says do not close your eyes. So then I'm like, but what do I do? What is your, like, the first ride or first two rides you do in every one of the four parks you go into?
I'll just off the top of my head say Haunted Mansion. It's a sentimental favorite. We just love Haunted Mansion. I know every bit of it heart by heart. And then Spaceship Earth. I just love Spaceship Earth. I don't know Disney Studios very well. So I don't even know really what's there. But I love the Muppet movie, the Great Muppet movie.
Oh, yeah, the Muppet. My dad loves the Muppet movie.
Yeah, the Great Muppet Capade or something
like that. It's like the 3D Muppet movie.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
I like that one too. What
about
you?
My dad likes that one because when you walk into the Muppet entrance thing, there's like an office and it says like, be back in 5 if you need something, the key's under the mat. And if you look, like lift the mat up, there's a key. Fun facts. We basically, the first ride we do in every park is based on whatever our first fast pass is.
Yeah.
Unless we go to Animal Kingdom. Then we always do the safari first because the animals are most active in the morning. And then if we go to Hollywood Studios, you normally run to like whatever ride you think is going to have a really long line later so you can try and get that one first. I do love Toy Story Mania. I love the game rides, Toy Story Mania and Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. Mm-hmm. I like to play games.
Yeah.
Is that the one where you have the laser on the hood of your little car?
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's
was pretty
so
cool.
Fun.
Yeah, I love it.
I've never been on the
Avatar.
Passage. We waited in line for about an hour or two, realized the line was still two more hours, and we said, no, it's not going to be worth it. And
it
maybe
is.
But okay. We've never been on that one.
I think it's worth it if you have a fast pass. I'll be honest. Like, I would never wait in that line. We got a fast pass, luckily, and rode it, and it's like Soarin', but not at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you get on, if you haven't been on it, it's almost like you straddle on like a motorcycle kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so you're, and in like Soarin', there you're in a row of people, and then it lifts up to like three levels, and then you soar. This one, there's just one row of people, so there's no legs in front of you or anything. It's just you on this bike, and it's even more like you actually get a splash of water on your face. Like, you expect that to happen in Soarin', but you don't. Soarin', you just get smells.
Yeah.
But this one, you get like the water.
You know that
and everything.
There's
it's
just
so
as
cool.
many people in there though as Soarin', right?
Oh, I'm not surprised. It's their queue is crazy.
It's insane.
It's insane the amount of people they put inside that building.
Can I give you one more before we wrap up? And that's Hidden Mickey's. You know what a Hidden Mickey is?
We
you know what
a
Hidden Mickey
hidden
is?
Throughout,
Mickey.
I don't think about it
I
ever when I'm there to look
on where
for
to
them.
Find them.
I love that because I got the Hidden Mickey app. There's an app. I seem to remember, right?
I haven't
and
seen
you
that.
Go through and you tap when you find a Hidden Mickey, but there is a book that shows you, well, look, if you look at this hedge or look at this stone or look at this wall or on this ride, if you look over the third pirate's shoulder, there's a Hidden Mickey on the wall.
We love Hidden
And it
Mickeys.
Is really cool. Did you find all the Hidden Mickeys?
Oh my gosh, I have not. I could never admit to finding all the Hidden Mickeys.
Many?
There's way too many. But there are fun, like, other hidden. There's a hidden Tinkerbell when you're leaving Big Thunder. That one's fun. I like the really hard ones. Sometimes they're easy. It's like, obviously, like, there's a Mickey. But yeah, I love the tough ones. Those are good.
I will suggest, if you ever consider going with your family and you're looking because they have like holiday festivities, Christmas was a million times better than Halloween. We did the Christmas one year, we did Halloween. The one cool thing about Halloween is all the villains come out and they are on in the parade, which is cool because they're not as popular of characters at Disney. Some of them you like don't really see, but Christmas was way more fun.
I've been there Christmas a couple of times. Yeah. Okay, that's going to wrap it up. There's actually more to say. I know
so
we didn't
much.
Get to everything, but thanks for listening. Maybe you have a Disney story or maybe you have some input. Then text it, or well, you can text us, but easier to email to ryanshow@kdwb.com on the Minnesota Goodbye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.